We recognize them in relation to corporations, and corporations are very like religions in many ways, except they're right down at the bottom of the pyramid of needs. They're selling us shoes and cars, whereas the people who are selling us the higher stuff, the therapists, the poets, are on their own, and they have no power. They have no might. So religions are the foremost example of an institution that is fighting for the things of the mind. Now, we may not agree with what religions are trying to teach us, but we can admire the institutional way in which they're doing it. Books alone, books written by lone individuals, are not going to change anything. We need to group together. If you want to change the world, you have to group together, you have to be collaborative, and that's what religions do. They are multinational, as I say, they are branded, they have a clear identity, so they don't get lost in a busy world. That's something we can learn from. I want to conclude. Really, what I want to say is, for many of you who are operating in a range of different fields, there is something to learn from the example of religion, even if you don't believe any of it. If you're involved in anything that's communal, that involves lots of people getting together, there are things for you in religion. If you're involved, say, in the travel industry, in any way, look at pilgrimage. Look very closely at pilgrimage. We haven't begun to scratch the surface of what travel could be because we haven't looked at what religions do with travel. If you're in the art world, look at the example of what religions are doing with art. And if you're an educator in any way, again, look at how religions are spreading ideas.